Scripture reading is taken from Psalms 90, verses 11 to 14. If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
弟兄姐妹平安。今日经文取自诗篇九十篇十一到十四节，神人摩西的祈祷。十一节，谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。耶和华啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。读经到此，愿神赐福听他话语的人。
May the Lord bless those who read and obey his words.
Apologies for the wrong topic. God is our dwelling place.
抱歉，题目讲错了，所以是神是我们的居所。
Invite Pastor and Kelly to come forth.
就是我们请金世牧师和克里长老。
I changed the title and I must have forgotten to inform the chairman and Sister Chen Ming.
我换了题目，可是可能忘记通知陈明姐妹，或者是还有主席。
But this title is fine too.
但是刚才的题目也是可以的。
We will begin the year 2025 in a few days' time.
我们再过几天呢，就要开始2025年。
We begin with a lot of fear.
我们是带着很多的惧怕来开始这一年。
Will life be better in 2025?
在2025年生活会更好吗？
My dear Christian, children of God.
但是亲爱的基督徒们，神的儿女们。
I want to assure you from the word of God.
我要从神的话语里面给你这个保证。
As Christians, as children of God, we are so blessed.
作为基督徒，作为神的儿女，我们是多么的蒙福。
Regardless of how difficult 2025 will be.
不管2025年有多大的困难。
2025 will be a good year for you.
2025年将是对你来说是一个美好的一年。
This assurance does not come from me.
这个保证，这样子的一个确据不来自于我。
Now it comes from the word of God.
而是来自于神的话语。
God is our dwelling place.
神是我们的居所。
He is our protector.
他是我们的保护者。
He will go before us in 2025.
他会在2025年走在我们的前头。
He will prepare the road that we need to travel on.
他会为我们预备我们该走的道路。
That this road will be a good road.
以至于这条道路是一条好的道路。
And it is for this reason that we do not need to fear 2025.
就因为这个原因，我们就不用害怕2025年。
Let's engage the text.
我们来看经文。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
When he uses the word Lord here,
当作者用主这个字。
In the English, we sometimes also see the word Lord, L-O-R-D, but in uppercase.
在英文的圣经，有时候这个 L-O-R-D 是大写的 L-O-R-D.
Now that is, in the Hebrew, that is a different word.
在希伯来文来说呢，是另外一个字了。
When it's in uppercase, the word there is Yahweh.
当所有的英文字母是大写的话，它是指着耶和华。
But the word used here is not Yahweh.
但是这里所用的字不是指耶和华。
It's a different word, it's Adonai.
它是另外一个字，叫做 Adonai。
Never mind about what Adonai is.
不管那个 Adonai 的意思是什么。
The meaning of this word Adonai is.
不管 Adonai 指的是什么，但是它的意思是。
When Moses says Lord, you have been when he calls him Lord.
当摩西称呼说主的时候。
He's saying that you are my master.
他是在说你是我的主人。
The person who will supply my needs.
是我所依靠我需要的东西所依靠的那一位。
You are the only person who can supply my needs.
只有你能够供应我的需要。
I need to depend on you.
我因此需要依靠你。
Please provide for me.
请你供应我的需要。
Please have mercy on me.
请你怜悯我。
Take care of me, please.
请你照顾我。
Now that's the meaning of when he called out. That's what he meant when he called out to God, Lord.
当他叫神为主的时候，他是带着这样的意思。
Why will 2025 be a good year?
为什么2025年将是一个美好的一年呢？
Because the Savior Jesus Christ, in whom you trust.
因为你所依靠的这位耶稣基督。
He is your Adonai.
他是你的 Adonai.
He promises to supply you your needs in the year 2025.
他答应你在2025年供应你一切需要的。
Who is this Lord?
这位主是谁？
How would he take care of us?
他会怎么照顾我们？
He will be our dwelling place.
他将作为我们的居所。
What is dwelling place?
什么是居所呢？
Dwelling place would be something like this.
居所就好像这个图画里头的。
A place where you can, when the outside is brewing, a storm is brewing, there's a raging storm.
当外面下着暴风雨的时候。
But you can stay inside this house and find warmth and food.
你确实可以居住在安全的居住在这个房子里面，享受温暖还有食物。
You do not need to be afraid of 2025 because the Lord will be your dwelling place.
你不用害怕2025年，因为神是你的居所。
But the word dwelling place here in the original Hebrew.
但是居所在原本的希伯来文里面
actually means a home, a refuge of an animal.
指的是野兽躲藏的地方。
What the home of an animal? What is it like? What is it like?
野兽躲藏的地方的样子是什么的样子呢？
It's just like this mother bird who takes care, who shields, protects her babies.When there's a heavy rain.
就好像这只母鸟在下大雨的时候，它怎样保护它的孩子？
This mother bird will go all out to protect her children.
这位母鸟呢，会尽它的能力来保护它的孩子。
Even if she has to bear the brunt, suffer the rain.
即使是要面对风雨。
She's cold.
她感到寒冷。
But she will go all out. She will sacrifice herself to protect her birds.
但是她还会尽上一切的能力来保护她的孩子。
Now this is the meaning of dwelling place in the original Hebrew.
这个就是在原文希伯来文居所的意思了。
But the one who guards us.
但是那位保护我们的人。
It's not a helpless mother bird.
并不是一只无助的母鸟。
Now it's the Almighty God.
而是全能的神。
Who existed from eternity past and will exist to eternity future.
他从亘古的永远。到未来的永远，他都是在那里。
Who created heaven and the earth?
这是他，他是那创造宇宙万物的那一位。
With whom nothing is impossible.
他在他无所不能。
Now this is the mother bird who protects our life.
他就是那位保护我们的母鸟了。
He does not give us a dwelling place.
他不只是给我们一个避难所。
He does not give us a only give us a dwelling place.
他不只是给我们一个居所。
He is our dwelling place.
他其实就是我们的居所。
He is your dwelling place.
他是你的居所。
And how good is this dwelling place?
这个居所有多好呢？
He is a dwelling place for all generations.
这个是一个世世代代做我们居所的神。
No matter how rough life gets.
意思就是说，不管生活有多困难。
No matter how uncertainty.The economy gets.
不管经济的变数有多大。
No matter how fearful our life becomes, our health becomes.
不管我们的健康，我们的生活有多可怕。
He is our dwelling place for generation means.
他世世代代做我们的居所的意思是。
This dwelling place cannot be defeated.
这个居所呢是不能够被打败的。
Nothing that happens in history.
在历史里面发生的任何一件事情
can stop God from becoming our dwelling place
会阻止神成为我们的居所
as we look back in 2024
在我们回顾2024年
surely you must have experienced God as your dwelling place
你肯定经历到神作为你的居所
do you remember how when you felt that life was going to collapse
当你觉得人生要垮下来的时候你还记得吗
perhaps in your studies
或者在你的学业上
Perhaps in your health,
或者在健康上
or perhaps at work,
或者在工作的地方
See, this time round, I will surely die.
你说这次我死定了
I'm finished.
我完蛋了
But somehow when you pray to God,
但是不知怎样的当你祷告神的时候
And things became well again.
事情却变得好了
There are problems that are not solved today.
有一些问题今天还没有得到解决。
Just because the number turns from 2024 to 2025,
不会因为数字从2024年变成2025年。
So all the problems of 2024 are over.
2024年所有的问题就突然间过去。
The ugly people you meet in 2024, you have to meet in 2025.
你在2024年所面对那些丑陋的人还要在2025年去面对他们。
The sickness you've been enduring for the past several years, next year you also have to endure.
你过去几年所在经历的病痛，你在明年还要去面对的。
But dear Christians,
但是亲爱的基督徒
，Dear people of God,
亲爱的神的子民
，You do not need to fear.
你不用害怕
，Because God will be your dwelling place in 2025, as He has been in 2024.
因为神继续要在2025年做你的居所，就好像2024年那一样。
Do you remember how God protected you in 2024?
你还记得神在2024年是怎么保护你的吗
？This God has not changed.
这位神没有改变。
He will be there for you.
他永远在你身边。
So let us, we can look with great expectancy, we can look forward to 2025.
所以我们是带给满满的期待去迎接2025年。
But why is this God so reliable?
但是为什么这位神是这么的可靠
？How reliable is this God?
他有多可靠呢
？Would he fail you?
他会让你失望吗
？But my problems are so big.
我的问题这么大呀。
My fears are so frightening.
我的惧怕，我害怕的东西是这么的可怕。
He is capable to be your dwelling place.
他有能力作为你的居所。
Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
What kind of God is it who takes care of us?
这位照顾我们的神是怎样的神？
Is this God who takes care of us?
这个照顾我们的神是谁？
Now you must understand that in the ancient times,
你必须明白，在古代，
every ancient people they believe that every nation has a God who cares for them.
古人相信每个国家呢都有自己的神明在照顾他。
Who fights their wars?
替他们征战。
Who gives them harvest?
给他们丰收。
Who takes care of the people?
照顾国家的百姓。
So to them, everybody needs a God.
所以对于他们来说，每个人都需要神。
So who is this God in whom the people of God trust?
那神的百姓所依靠的这位神又是怎样的神？
Say the God we trust is Yahweh.
他说我们所信靠的神是耶和华。
This Yahweh is superior to all other gods.
这位耶和华超越其他的神明。
Say why?
你说为什么呢？
Why is your God so special?
为什么你的神这么特别？
Because this God is before the mountains or were born or were brought forth or you brought forth the whole world.
因为在诸山未曾生出，还有这个世界还没，这位神还没有造成之前。
You were already God.
这位神已经是那位神了。
It means what?
它的意思是什么
？How reliable is this God?
这位神有多可靠呢
？This God is more ancient than the mountains.
这位神比山更加古老。
He's more reliable than the mountains.
他比山更加的可靠。
When you see a mountain,
当你看到一座山
，people fight wars there.
人们在那里打仗
，bomb the place.
他们轰炸那个地方
，scatter litter there.
在那里乱丢垃圾。
Many things happen in the mountain.
很多事情发生在这座山上。
Or even there may be a volcano may erupt.
或者火山也可能有爆发的时候。
But do you realize that the mountain doesn't move?
但是你有发现吗？这座山呢没有移动。
Several thousand years ago, it was there.
好几千年以前，它就在那里了。
Today is still there.
今天还在这个地方。
It's so shaken, so violated, but yet the mountains remains.
它被摇撼得很厉害，可是他还在那里。
You throw stones at the mountain remains.
你向这座山抛石头，这座山还在那里。
Mountains are so sturdy, so reliable.
这山呢是这么的稳固，这么的可靠。
Now God wants to tell you this.
神就是要告诉你
，Mountains reliable.
山可靠吗
？Because they've been there for several thousand years.
就因他们在这里好几千年。
Have been in history for past eternity.
但是我在历史当中呢，从亘古的永远，我已经在那里了。
If mountains are unshakable,
如果山是不可动摇的
，I'm far more unshakable than the mountains.
我更加是不可动摇了。
Now this is the God who cares for us.
这就是照顾我们的神。
He is unshakable.
他是不可动摇的神。
When he is on your side,
当他在你这一边的时候
，Nothing can defeat you.
没有任何东西能够打败。
And he will be on your side because you are.A child of God.
并且他会在你这一边保护你，因为你是他的儿女。
So why are you afraid?
所以你还怕什么呢
？Why are what are you afraid of?
你怕什么呢
？In fact, he existed from everlasting past to everlasting eternal future.
事实上，这位神从亘古到永远都在这里。
Our God, your God, is forever reliable.
我的神，你的神是永远可靠的。
He took care of you this year. He'll continue to take care of you in 2020.
他在今年照顾你，他肯定在2025年会继续照顾你。
No matter how chaotic things become.
无论人生有多乱。
But my life is in a mess.
但是我的人生在糟，一团糟。
There are many challenges in 2025. I'm afraid.
我很害怕2025年的许多挑战。
This God is unshakable for your sake.
这位神为了你，他是不可动摇的。
So the year 2025 will be good because God is your refuge.
所以2025年将是美好的一年，因为神是你的居所。
You walk with Him.
你跟他同行。
You trust Him.
你信靠他。
But you must walk close with Him.
但是你必须跟他亲密的而行。
Now He will not fail you.
他就不会让你失望。
But if you want God to be a refuge to protect you, you must fear Him, put Him first in your life.
但你若要神成为你的避难所来保护你，你必须敬畏他，将他居首位。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒
，Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒
，We want God to bless us, right?
我们要神祝福我们，对吗
？Surely you want God to bless you.
你肯定要神来祝福你的。
Eternal life, heaven is free.
永恒天堂是免费的。
But good life on this earth.
但是在这个地上。美好的人生。
Oh, please understand this.
你必须要明白。
There are conditions.
是有条件的。
It does not come free.
它不是白白得来的。
There are conditions you must satisfy God.
你必须满足神的条件，满足神。
Your life must please God first.
你的人生必须首先讨神的喜悦。
You must first put God first in your life.
你必须把神在你人生里面摆在第一位。
You must stop loving the world.
你不应该再爱世界了。
You must stop loving the pleasures of sin.
你不应该再爱罪的快乐了。
Oh, please, you must pay a price to follow God.
你必须付上一个代价来跟随神。
Then you can be absolutely sure.
那样你就100%的肯定。
That God will be your refuge.
神就是你的避难所。
There are conditions you must fulfill, understand or not.
你必须满足一些条件，你明白吗
？You must put God first in your life.
你必须把神在你人生中摆在第一位。
Now, why is this so important?
为什么这么重要呢
？If your life is going to be good,
如果你要你的人生美好
，you must put God, you must fear God.
你必须敬畏神。
I'm very fearful of some people.
我很担心一些人。
Because when I see their life,
因为我看他们的人生
，I do not see a life that fears the Lord.
我看不到一个敬畏神的人生。
And I'm frightened for you.
我为你感到害怕。
As a pastor, I can only advise and urge.
作为一位牧师，我只能够劝勉你，呼吁你。
I cannot force you.
我不能够强逼你。
Because I say a little bit more.
因为我只要多讲一些。
You get angry.
你就生气了。
I can only put across to you some important things gently.
我只能够很温柔地把一些重要的东西来带到你面前。
But to be honest.
但是讲真的。
Let me tell you how I feel.
让我告诉你我的感受。
Every time when I say those words, must read your Bible, must pray.
每当我说这些话，你要读经，你要祷告。
Forgive.
你要饶恕。
Love each other.
你要彼此相爱。
You must read the Bible.
你要读你的圣经。
I feel very frightened.
我会感到很害怕。
Because I don't know what you are thinking.
因为我不知道你心里在想什么。
Maybe that Christian becomes angry with the pastor.
也许这位基督徒就开始生气牧师。
I don't come to church anymore.
我不要来教会了。
I don't follow God anymore.
我不要再跟随主了。
I'm discouraged.
我灰心了。
You see, this is wrong. Don't do it.
这个是错的，不要这么做。
And then people become angry.
那样，别人听了之后就生气了。
So you see, sometimes I cannot say what I want to say because I have to be very tactful.
所以你看，有时候我不能够说我要说的话，因为我要看情况。
My words may be gentle, and I hope they are gentle.
我希望我讲的话是带着温柔的。
But do you know that inside is a lot of anxiety?
但是你知道吗？在里头带着许多的焦急。
I'm worried for you.
我很担心你。
Because I know the word of God will never be wrong.
因为我知道神的话语不会错的。
The word of God says, you don't fear him, you are finished.
因为神的话语说，如果你不敬畏神，你就完蛋了。
You follow the Lord.
你跟随主。
You will surely be blessed.
你肯定会蒙福。
Even in the midst of suffering, you'll be at peace.
即使在困难当中，你还是有平安。
So I urge you put God first in your life.
所以我呼吁你，在你的人生当中把神放在第一位。
Don't love the world, don't love sin anymore.
不要爱世界，也不要再爱罪了。
You will do you no good.
它对你没有好处。
Next year, I pray that you be blessed richly.
明年我祷告你是丰丰富富的被神祝福。
But you must do something about your life.
但是你必须在你的人生里面做一些改变。
You must love the Lord.
你必须爱主。
You must love the Lord with your heart.
你必须用心的来爱主。
Why?
为什么？
Number one, because God controls life.
第一，因为神掌管生命。
You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals. A thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night." Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered.
你使人归于尘土，说，你们世人要归回。在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一更。你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉；早晨他们如生长的草，早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
I don't have time to go into details.
我没有时间来看细节。
It's a long psalm.
这是一篇很长的诗篇。
But I will only tell you the critical things.
但是我只会告诉你那个很关键的地方。
Why must you fear God?
为什么你应该要敬畏神
？Because God controls every detail of your life.
因为神控制你人生里面的每一条细节。
If God doesn't nod his head and say okay,
如果神没有点头说 OK,
no matter how hard you try to live life,
不管你多用功的去过你的人生
，you cannot succeed.
你是无法成功的。
You cannot succeed.
你是无法成功的。
Because God controls life.
因为神掌管人生。
Sometimes we think like that, huh?
有时候我们是这么想的。
This thing, brushing teeth is so simple.
刷牙的这个动作是这么的简单。
Even God cannot stop me from brushing my teeth.
神也不能够阻止我刷我自己的牙齿。
This project that I undertake.
我现在在负责的这个项目。
万事齐全，只欠东风。Everything, the stars are aligned. It only lacks the东风的 Eastern wind,
已经万事俱备，只欠东风了。
Nothing can stop me from succeeding.
没有任何东西会让我失败了。
So I don't need God 了。
所以我不需要神。
This thing is sure to succeed.
这件事情一定成功的。
Yes, yes, yes. God will God. I need God. It's true. It's true.
是的，是的，我需要神，真的，真的。
But to be honest, I don't actually need God 了。
但坦白说，其实我也不真正的需要神。
It means,
这代表着
，even if I sin little bit,
即使是我稍微犯罪
，God is angry,
神生气
，God also cannot stop it,
神也不能够拦阻这个事情的发生。
Yeah, yeah, I know I must love God.
是的，我知道要爱神。
But even if I sin a little bit now,
但是因为即使我现在犯罪一点点
，because all are, I will definitely succeed.
因为万事都具备了，我一定会成功了。
But that's not true.
但这样子的想法是错的。
Moses wants to tell you that God controls your life fully.
摩西在告诉你，神完全的掌控你的人生。
Better obey God.
你最好听神的话语。
Why?
为什么
？God controls the day on the day we are born.
因为神控制了我们出生的那一个日子。
And He decides when we die.
他也决定我们什么时候死。
He says, "Return to dust, you mortals."
他说，你们世人要归回。
And people die.
那人就死了。
So it says here, God says, "Return to dust, you mortals."
神这么说，你们世人要归回。
And things happen.
他一说事情就发生。
The point is
那个重点是
God just simply needs to speak.
神只需要说出来。
He doesn't need to lift up his fingers to kill you.
他不用提起他的指头来杀你。
He just needs to speak.
他只要说出来。
And things happen.
事情就发生。
And your life ends.
你的人生就结束。
That's how powerful God is.
神就是这么的有权力。
You dare to offend God?
你敢违背他吗？得罪他吗？
You dare to offend God?
你敢得罪他吗？
A thousand years is a long time.
千年是一段很长的时间。
So there's one prime minister who is almost 100 years old.
所以就有一位首相，他几乎要100岁了。
And you say, wow, his mind is real alert, man.
他的思想还很清晰。
I can still argue with opposition party.
他还可以跟反对党来辩论。
Full of life.
他充满着生命力。
100 years old probably can live to 110.
100岁也许可以活到110岁。
And still argue with the opposition party.
还跟反对党去辩论。
Full of life, 100 years.
充满着生命力100岁。
Now, 1,000 years is a long time.
1,000年是一段很长的时间。
But this 1,000 years refers especially to empires.Kingdoms.
但这个千年指的是一个帝国的寿数。
When a kingdom of empire can last for 1,000 years, well, this kingdom is very powerful.
当一个帝国能够存留千年，它是一个很强的帝国。
But 1,000 years to human beings is a long time, very full of life.
1,000年对于人来说是一段很长的时间，强盛，很有生命力。
But does that mean that just because you are full of life, very powerful?You can resist God. You can resist death.
但就是因为你这么有生命力，你就可以抗拒神和死亡吗
？You can continue to sin and succeed.
你可以继续犯罪，然后又成功吗
？The Moses says no.
摩西说不是的。
1,000 years is a long time.
1,000年虽然是很长的一年，很长的时间。
But to God, this powerful life, 1,000 years of life.
但是对于神来说，这1,000年的生命
，It's like a day
就好像一天的时间。
Or like a watch in the night means maybe a watch in the night is about maybe 3 hours.
或者又像夜间的一更或者三个小时。
Is that short?
就是这么的短。
1,000 years is very powerful.
1,000年是很强盛的。
I can resist God. I can resist death.
我可以抗拒神，我可以抗拒死亡。
But this powerful life.
但是这么有能力的生命
really is only a fraction of God's strength.
但是在神里面呢，只是一点点的能力。
You want to use 1,000 years to resist God?
你要用这1,000年的力量来抗拒神吗
？You cannot resist God.
你无法做到，不能。
You cannot resist death.
你不能够抗拒死亡。
God decides your life.
神决定你的人生。
In an absolute way.
他是完全的决定你的人生。
And therefore, that's why it's so important for you to depend on God.
这就是为什么你应依靠神是这么的重要。
Your plans.
你的计划。
You must ask this question.
你必须问这个问题。
Is God in my plan?
神有没有在我的计划当中？
Wrong.
错了。
Is God first place in my plan?
在我的计划里面，神是不是在第一个位置？
He's a kind father who desires to bless you.
神是一位恩慈的父亲，他很愿意祝福你。
To your dwelling place.
他要做你的居所。
But you must do right.
但是你必须行得正。
Put him first in your life.
把他放在你的生命中的首位。
Why must we fear God?
为什么我们应该敬畏神
？Only then can God be our dwelling place.
因为只有这样子，神才能够作为我们的居所。
Number two, because God punishes sin.
第二，因为神惩罚罪。
It says here, we are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
Our iniquities and even our secret sins.
我们的罪行，我们的隐恶。
The things that we think in our hearts.
我们心中所想的事情。
The words we say behind people's back.
我们在别人后面讲的话语。
The plans we scheme. that are displeasing in God's eyes.
我们所设下的计谋，神不喜悦的计谋。
These secret sins,
这些隐恶，
God sees everything.
神都看得一清二楚。
They are in the light of your presence.
他们都在神的面光之中。
And these secret sins, how does God react to your secret sins?
神看到了你这些隐恶，他是怎么的反应呢？
He gets angry.
他会感到愤怒。
He gets angry.
他感到愤怒。
See, no, I sin against God in so many times, nothing happened. What?
你说没有啊？我犯罪得罪神这么多次，一件事情都没发生。
But that's not true, no.
其实这并不是真的。
The reason why nothing happens,
之所以没有事情发生
，is because God give chance.
因为神给你机会。
Give chance for you to repent.
给你机会来悔改。
Because God is a kind father.
因为神是恩慈的父亲。
I mean, imagine a father wrongly cane. Wow, what kind of father is this?
你可以想象吗？如果是父亲，你一犯错他就打你，一犯错就打你，这个是怎样的父亲
？Our father is not like that.
我们的天父不是这样的。
Our father will give chance after chance after chance.
我们的天父是给你机会又机会，再一次的机会。
He's more patient than our kind mother, alma mater.
他比我们的妈妈还有耐心。
That's the meaning of alma mater, kind mother.
这个就是 alma mater, 就是恩慈的母亲。
He's more patient, 1,000 times more patient than our mother.
他比我们的母亲还有耐心1,000倍。
That's why we don't die.
这是为什么我们不会因此而死。
But that does not mean God doesn't know. That does not mean God is not angry.
但是这不表示神不知道，或者不表示说神没有生气。
God is angry with sins.
神因为罪而会感到生气
and he will react.
并且他会做出反应
We are consumed by your anger.
我们因你的怒气而消灭
God's anger will consume our life.
神的怒气会消灭我们的生命
Have you ever burnt a piece of paper?
你有没有烧过一张纸
You light up a paper, the paper in a few seconds it's burnt away.
你点火，这张纸呢就马上被烧毁。
God's anger will consume, will destroy our life.
神的怒气会消灭我们的生命。
We are terrified by your indignation.
我们因你的愤怒而惊慌。
And you will be frightened.
我们会感到害怕的。
And I think you have all experienced this.
我想你们都有经历过。
We sin against God.
你得罪神。
And then God punishes us.
然后神惩罚我们。
And we know deep in our heart, hey, God is punishing me, man.
我们心里知道神在惩罚我们。
That's why this thing that happens.
这是为什么这些事情会发生。
No, I'm not saying that bad things happen, therefore you see, I'm not saying that, lah.
那我也不是说坏事情发生，你就表示说你一定犯罪。
Wow, this fellow are full of trouble, man. He must be a great sinner.
哇，这个人生这么多的麻烦，他一定是犯很多罪。
Sometimes it's the opposite.
有时候是反过来的。
Like Job, because that person is a righteous person.
比如说约伯，他是一个义人。
But you will know.
但是你自己知道。
This one I know deep in my heart, God is punishing me for sin.
这个事情呢，我自己深深知道，神在惩罚我的罪。
That's why these things are happening in my life.
这是为什么这些事情会发生在我的人生。
You are terrified.
我们会惊慌。
That's what sin does to you.
罪恶对你在你身上就是做这些事情。
God.Is angry with you, and God will discipline you.
他导致神生你的气，并且要管教你。
We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。
And so, as a result, our life is finished with a moan. Wow, very difficult, man.
结果呢，我们度尽的年岁就好像一声的叹息。
That's the meaning of moan. Very difficult.
叹息，这个就是叹息的意思，很苦啊。
Moan characterizes the way we live our life. Our life is like that. It's a moan.
这句叹息呢，就代表了我们过怎么过了我们的人生。
Our experience tells us this.
我们的经验告诉我们。
Sin brings punishment, and punishment brings misery, and a moan.
犯罪带来惩罚，然后惩罚带来痛苦和叹息。
Dear Christians,
亲爱的基督徒
，You know what?
你知道的。
God punishes sin.
神会惩罚罪。
And therefore, that's why you must keep away from sin.
这是为什么你要远离罪。
God punishes sin.
神惩罚罪。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Our days may come to 70 years or 80, if our strength endures, yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
I can live to 70 years, 80 years, 100 years.
我可以活到70岁、80岁、100岁。
Very strong.
很强壮。
Very healthy.
很健康。
See, my mind still is just as sharp when I was 30 years old.
看看我的脑海是多么的敏锐，就好像我30岁的时候那样。
See, my life is so powerful.
看看我的 人生是这么的有能力。
But our strength endures.
但是我们的强壮。
But even though you are very strong and capable,
即使是能够很能干 很有大能
Do you realize this?
你有没有发现
No matter how powerful, how strong your life is,
不管你的人生有多大的能力
Your life is characterized by trouble and sorrow.
你的人生是充满着劳苦愁烦
So Chinese say, 人生不如意的事情十之八九 The unhappy things of life, the fraction ofThe sorrows of life are but a fraction of, no, sorry, the happiness of life are a fraction of sorrows of the sorrows of life.
所以华人就说，人生不如意的事情十之八九，十件里面八九件是不如意的。
In our 80 years of life,
在我们八十岁、八十年的岁月
，there are many moments of joy.
有许多开心的时候
，but the rest, the majority are all sorrow.
有几件开心的时候，但是其他的呢？都是劳苦愁烦。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？You know why the human life is like that?
你知道为什么人生是这样的呢
？It's not by chance.
这不是偶然的。
There is a reason.
是有原因的。
Because human beings often sin against God blatantly.
因为人们常常明目张胆的得罪神。
That's why our life pass away with a moan. Our life are but trouble and sorrow.
这就是为什么我们的人生是带着叹息而过去的。
So you must understand this.
所以你必须明白。
Sin brings trouble.
罪恶带来这些各样的苦难。
It is an axiom of life.
这是人生一个不变的原则。
It's an unchanging truth of life.
这是一个人生不变的真理。
Sin brings trouble.
犯罪就带来祸患。
God is trying to tell you this truth.
神在告诉你这样的一个真理。
Therefore, keep away from sin.
所以你要远离罪。
Keep away from sin.
要远离罪。
Because God punishes sin.
因为神会惩罚罪。
If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due.
谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
God wants us to understand that the power of His anger.
神要我们明白他怒气的权势。
These troubles and sorrows of life.
这些人生里面的烦恼苦难。
Every human being cannot avoid.
每个人无法避免。
Young or old.
老或少。
Every life is like that.
每个人的生命都是这样。
See, wow, everyone is like that, no?
你说是吗？每个人是这样吗
？What does this tell you?
这告诉你什么呢
？It tells you this God is so powerful.
他告诉你这位神是多么的有力量。
No one can escape the consequences of sin.
没有人能够逃避罪恶的结果。
That's why our life is filled with trouble and sorrow.
这是为什么我们的人生充满着各样的苦难。
And verse 11 says, "Oh, please know the power of God's anger."
十一节就说，我们应该要明白神怒气的权势。
There's no fun making God angry.
使到神生气不是一件好玩的事情。
There's no fun playing with sin.
玩弄罪也不是好玩的事情。
God's anger is very powerful.
因为神的怒气大有能力。
How must we respond?
你要怎么去回应呢
？Fear is your due.
敬畏是你该献上的。
That means what? How should we respond? We must respond with fear.
意思就是说，我们要怎么回应呢？我们必须带着敬畏的心来回应。
God shows His anger powerfully.
神让你看见他怒气的权势。
How must we respond?
你要怎么回应
？This is how we must give back to God.
这是你该怎样回应神。
This is how we must respond to God.
这是你该怎样回应神的方式。
This is His due.
这是他应该得到的。
We owe it to Him.
我们欠他的。
What do we owe Him?
我们欠他什么呢
？We owe Him this thing called fear.
我们欠他的这个东西叫做敬畏。
I better fear God.
我希望你敬畏神。
Therefore, it's better to fear God.
最好敬畏神。
I urge you run away from sin.
我呼吁你远离罪恶。
Don't love the world.
不要爱世界。
Is there a sin that you are holding on to?
有没有一个罪是你在抓着的
You know this thing displeases God.
你知道这个东西呢不讨神的喜悦。
Is there unforgiveness in your life?
在你人生里面有没有一个不饶恕的心？
Is something else taking first priority in your life?
还是有另外东西呢已经取代了神在你生命中的地位？
Is there something that you are holding on to that you know this does not make God happy?
有没有一些东西你觉得你一直在紧紧抓着它，并且你知道这不讨神的喜悦？
Maybe God has been telling you, "Hey, this thing, let go, let go."
也许神已经在告诉你了，你这个东西呢，你要放下，要放下。
This does not please God.
这个不讨神的喜悦。
Is there a sin you must forsake?
有没有一个罪是你应该要离开的
？Have you given your heart and soul to the world?
你是不是把你的心和灵魂都给了世界呢
？So you are not interested in God.
以至于你对神的事情你没有兴趣。
Your entire energy is.About how to earn more money.
你所有的精力就是要怎么赚更多的钱。
No, I'm not saying that you cannot earn money. I'm not saying that.
我并不是说你不能够去赚钱。
We need money to live.
我们需要钱来生活。
We must practical about life.
我们对人生也应该要实际一点。
But are you so captivated by the pleasures of the world that nothing is more important than earning money?
但是你是不是给世界的喜乐给占据了你的心，以至于没有任何东西比赚钱更加重要
？Or is something or somebody taking the first place?In your heart, that belongs to God.
还是有一些东西，或者是某一个人占据了你心中的这个首要的位置。
Because of this thing, because of this person, I'm doing things that displease God.
因着这件事情，因着这个人，我做一些不讨神喜悦的事情。
Do you love the world?
你是不是爱世界
？No, these are things. These are things.
这些就是这些东西。
They will make God angry.
会使到神生气。
And there are consequences.
并且有后果的。
There will be consequences.
会有后果的。
And therefore, I urge you, this year before it ends.
所以我呼吁你，今年在它结束以前。
Tell the Lord this.
跟神说。
Lord, I begin a new life.
主，我要开始一个新的生命。
These things I will let go.
这些东西呢，我都要放下。
I will give my heart to you.
我会把我的心献给你。
Help me love you.
帮助我爱你。
Would you give your heart to God?
你是否愿意把你的心交给神呢？
How do you know that you love the world?
你怎么知道你在爱世界？
Not difficult.
不难。
Do you read your Bible? Do you pray?
你有没有读圣经？你有没有祷告？
Pastor is like a broken record. There he goes again.
哎呀，牧师好像这个坏了的这个留声机，他又在旧话重提。
I'm very afraid of meeting Pastor individually face to face.
我很害怕。一对一的跟牧师讲话。
Because you ask me，
因为他会问我。
Have you read the Bible？
你读圣经了吗
？Do you pray？
有没有祷告啊
？To be honest， I'm so afraid of asking you this question。
坦白说，我也很害怕问这些问题。
Before you enter 2025，
在你进入2025年之前
，I urge you determine in your heart。
我呼吁你在心中立下这个心志。
This one nobody can force you。
这个东西呢，没有人能够强逼你。
It must come from your heart.
它必须发自你自己的内心。
Tell the Lord, Lord, I give you my heart.
跟神说，主啊，我把我的心献给你。
Verse 12, teach us the number of days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
十二节，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
We have to number our days. What's the meaning of number our days?
我们要数算自己的日子，这个是什么意思
？Does it mean, okay, I probably live to 80 years old, so I've got 40 years. I'm not 40 years old. I've got 40 years left.
是不是说啊，我应该活到80岁？现在我已经40岁，所以我现在还有40年的日子。
So I only got 40 years left.
所以我还有，我只剩下40年。
That's not the meaning of number our days.
这个并不是数算自己日子的意思。
If you have been listening to what I said just now,
如果你有听我刚才所说的。
That our life, because of sin, is lived in sorrow and trouble.
我们的人生因着罪恶，我们都是在痛苦当中。
When Moses tells us, teach us to number our days, what does he mean?
当摩西教导我们要数算自己的日子，他的意思是什么
？See, number our days means what?
他说数算自己的日子是什么
？Your days of sorrow, how many days? Count.
就是说，你愁烦的日子有几天，你去数一数。
How many days you live 80 years? You're 80 years old.
你现在80岁。
You count how many days, what percentage is lived in sorrow and trouble?
你去算一算，你活在苦难、愁苦当中的日子有多少天
？Go and count.
你去算。
Then you will learn a very, you become wise.
那样你就得着智慧了。
You gain a heart of wisdom.
你就得着智慧的心。
See, true. My life is lived in sin, and 90% of my time is in sorrow.
然后你会说，真的，我的生活活在罪恶当中，90%是愁烦当中。
Last week, my life is lived in sorrow.
上个星期，我的人生也是在愁烦当中。
Yeah, there were promotions.
是的，虽然有升职。
Yes, I got some CDC coupons from the government.
政府也给我这个 CDC 的 voucher.
Yes, the church gave me some NTUC vouchers.
然后对，教会也是给我一些 NTUC 的这个voucher.
But 90% of my week is in sorrow.
但是我一个星期90%的时间都是在愁烦里头。
Now I want you to think about your life.
那我要你思想一下你的人生。
Do you realize that the majority of the time of your life is sorrow and trouble?
你有没有发现，你人生里面大部分的时间是在愁烦里头
？Why?
为什么呢
？Ask yourself why.
你问问自己为什么
？It cannot be by chance.
这个并不是偶然的。
Yes, sometimes it is because God wants us to mold us to become a better Christian. We are a righteous person.
是的，有时候是因为我们是个义人，神要陶造我们成为一个更好的人。
But many times.
但是很多时候
，Our conscience tells us.
我们的良心告诉我们
，Because you have not been walk, you have not walked right before God.
因为你人生没有行得正。
Because you have done these things that are displeasing, that are displeasing God's eyes.
因为你做了一些事情是不讨神喜悦的。
You do not truly love the Lord.
你没有真正的爱主。
You don't fear God.
你不敬畏神。
You are living in sin.
你活在罪恶里面。
That's why your life is filled with so much sorrow and trouble.
这是为什么你的人生充满着愁烦痛苦。
Therefore, we must count how many sorrowful days there are.
所以你要去数算你愁烦的日子有多少。
Then you will gain a heart of wisdom.
这样你就得着智慧的心了。
Then you will understand this.
你就会明白。
I must fear God.
我应该要敬畏神。
I must come back to God.
我必须回到神
这里。If not, my life will continue to be miserable.
否则，我的人生将会继续的愁烦劳苦。
Number your days.
你要数算自己的日子。
Spend a little bit of time. There are a few more days before 2025 ends. Spend a little bit of time to number your days.
在还有几天的时间就来到2025年，你花这些时间来数算自己的日子。
And you will understand this wisdom.
你就能够明白背后的智慧。
God punishes sin.
神惩罚罪。
Therefore, better stop sinning.
所以最好停止犯罪。
Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Help us, give us wisdom to count how many days of sorrows we have.
给我们智慧去数算我们有多少的愁烦的日子。
So that we become wise.
以至于我们更有智慧。
Then you will understand this.
你就能够明白。
I must love the Lord.
我必须爱主。
So that my life will be blessed.
以至于我的人生能够蒙福。
I must honor the Lord.
我必须尊重神。
I will stop giving excuses for my bad behavior.
我不要再给我的不好的行为给借口。
The problem is not with other people.
那个问题不在于别人身上。
The problem is with me.
那个问题是我。
It's my heart that is the problem.
是我的心。
I will walk right with God from now onwards.
从现在开始，我要在神面前行得正。
And the last thing you must do, we are going to finish. The last thing you must do, you must pray.
我们要结束了，而最后你应该做的事情是祷告。
You must ask God for mercy.
你必须祷告神怜悯。
When you have understood that God punishes sin.
当你明白神惩罚罪。
God's purpose is not to scold you.
神的目的不是要去骂你。
Today's sermon is not to make you feel guilty.
今天的信息呢，不是要让你感到愧疚。
I take no pleasure in banging on the pulpit.
我这样子敲打这个讲台，我并不是很开心的。
In scolding my sheep.
我也不喜欢去骂我所牧养的人。
It gives me the no pleasure at all.
这一切呢，不会使到我开心。
Every time you come to church.I wish I can. I desire to say things that will encourage and make you happy.
每当来到教会，我都希望能够使到你开讲一些开使到你开心的话。
But because before a wound can heal,
但是在一个伤口能够康复之前
，the wound must be exposed, put medicine, then it can heal.
这个伤口上面的疤呢，必须被除掉，然后再放药物，才可以完好的康复。
And so Moses concludes on a very positive note.
所以摩西呢，在结束的时候呢，他用一个很正面的方式来结束。
When you understand that God punishes sin,
所以当你明白神惩罚罪
，This is the way to respond.
这是你应该做的回应。
Pray to God what?
向神祷告，祷告什么
？Ask for mercy.
祈求怜悯。
Ask for mercy.
祈求怜悯。
And God will give you mercy.
神会怜悯你。
And God will be merciful to you in 2025.
而神在2025年呢，会怜悯你。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants.
耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。
So 转回，为你的仆人后悔 means have mercy on us.
转回和后悔的意思就是怜悯我们。
Plead for mercy.
求怜悯。
Say God, I'm no good. Please be kind and merciful to me. Give me chance.
你说神啊，我不好，求你怜悯我，给我机会。
You must pray for mercy.
你必须祈求怜悯。
Put aside your pride.
把你的自尊放下来。
Don't say I this.
你不要说我很好，我怎样怎样怎样。
Put that aside.
把这些都放下。
Rather,
反而。
God, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me.
神啊，我是个罪人，求你怜悯我。
This is the way to start 2025.
这是你开始2025年的方法。
Ask for mercy.
祈求怜悯。
Ask for what?
祈求什么呢
？Verse 14.
十四节。
Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
求你使我们早早饱得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Ask God to bring joy back into your life.
祈求神再次让你喜乐。
You have no joy in your life. Ask God, say God, please give me joy.
你人生里面没有喜乐，你求神让你的人生能够喜乐起来。
I've been unhappy for many years.
我已经好几年不喜乐了。
Today I want to trust you.
今天我要依靠你。
Please give me joy.
请你给我喜乐。
The joy I lost, please bring it back.
我失去的喜乐，帮我找回来。
And God will do it for you.
神会为你行这件事情。
If you pray for God to bring you joy, God will do it for you.
如果你祷告神。给你再次喜乐，神会为你做这个事情。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
The days we lost.
我们失去的年岁。
The joy we lost.
我们失去的喜乐。
The blessings we lost.
我们失去的福气。
Lord, please give it back to me.
主啊，请你。给回我。
What I lost, please return it to me.
我失去的，求你还给我。
That's the meaning of make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as you have seen trouble.
就是这就是十五节，照着我们受苦的日子和遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐的意思。
There were 5 years of misery.
有五年难过的年岁。
Give me back 5 years of joy.
给回我五年的喜乐。
There were 5 years of trouble.
有五年的麻烦。
Give me back 5 years of peace.
给回我五年的平安。
And God is an expert at doing that.
而神在这件事情上是一个专家。
God can return you what you've lost.
神能够归还你你所失去的。
So every morning you get up, the sun rises on you, right?
所以每天早晨你起来的时候，太阳又升起来。
We don't have 4 seasons in Singapore.
在新加坡我们没有四季。
But when winter comes, we feel terrible.
但是当冬天来到的时候，我们感到很难受。
Where's spring? Well, spring was so good.
春天在哪里？春天这么美好。
But we have spring, we have winter, then spring comes back again.
你有春天，过后有冬天，过后春天又回来。
So we have spring, summer, autumn.Winter, spring again.
我们有春夏秋冬之后又回到春天。
What we lost in winter, God gives you back in spring.
我们在冬天所失去的，神在春天归还给你。
God is an expert at doing that.
神在做这个事情上是个专家。
But you must pray for mercy.
但是你必须祈求怜悯。
What we have lost, Lord, please give it back to me.
我们所失去的东西，主啊，求你归还给我。
And God will do it for you.
神会这么来对待你。
May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
God will bless your descendants.
神会赐福给你的后裔。
As parents, as grandparents, we have one great desire.
作为父母亲或者是祖父祖母亲， 我们都有很大一个很大的愿望。
Lord, please do not only bless me.
主啊，请你不要只是祝福我。
Take care of my children and my children's children.
也照顾我的孩子和孩子的孩子。
Do you know that God is willing to do that for you too?
你知道吗？神也非常愿意为你做这件事情。
So that there are generations of farmers.
所以有世世代代的农夫。
The grandfather was a farmer. The father was a farmer.And the child was a is a farmer.
祖父是个农夫，父亲也是一个农夫，然后孙子也是个农夫。
Verse 17, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us, establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
愿你建立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你建立。
Lord, make us fruitful in 2025.
主啊，让我们在2025年能够结果
，so that we bear much fruit，
好叫我们能够结果累累。
If you pray to God，
如果你向神祷告
，Lord please make me fruitful in 2025，
请你让我能够在2025年结果累累。
God will be happy to do that for you，
神非常乐意为你做这个事情。
I want to speak to our friends who are not Christians，
我要向当中还没有信主的朋友讲话。
Jesus is your protector。Is your dwelling place.
耶稣是你的保护者，是你的居所。
You must have Jesus as your savior.
你必须有耶稣做你的救主。
Then 2025 will be a good year.
这样2025年将是美好的一年。
Don't depend on the Singapore government.
不要依靠新加坡政府。
We thank God we have a good government.
我们感谢主有一个好的政府。
But even the best government will fail us sometimes.
但是最好的，即使是最好的政府，有时候也会让我们失望。
Don't depend.On your health,
不要依靠你的健康。
No matter how healthy you are, you will die.
不管你多健康，你还会死。
Life is not in our hands.
我们的人生不在我们的掌握中。
So in whose hands is our life?
那我们的人生在谁的掌握中呢？
Our life is in the hands of the Almighty God.
我们的人生在这位伟大的神手中。
In the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们的主耶稣基督手中。
Why is it that we can depend on Jesus?
我们为何可以依靠耶稣
？To live life.
来过人生。
Because Jesus says this.
因为耶稣这么说。
I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
You can live life.And it's a difficult life.
你可以过这个困难的人生。
Because Jesus has overcome the world.
因为耶稣已经胜了世界。
And its sufferings.
这就够了。
When Jesus died on the cross.
当耶稣死在十字架上。
He removed the thing that gave the world misery.
他把给世界痛苦的东西给除掉了。
He removed the thing that sent us to hell.
他把送我们到地狱的这个东西给除掉了。
He removed the thing.That kill our bodies.
他把杀害我们身体的这个东西给除掉了。
He removed the thing that makes life so miserable.
他把我们人生困难，让我们人生这么苦的这个东西呢，给除掉了。
And this thing is sin.
而这个东西就是罪。
Because of sin, God is angry with human beings.
因为罪，神生这个世界的人的气。
But we thank God when Jesus died on the cross.
但是我们感谢神，当耶稣死在十字架上。
Those who believe in Jesus.
那些相信耶稣的人
，God forgives you your sins，
神就赦免了你的罪。
Every sin He will wipe it clean，
每一条罪他都洗干净。
Then when God looks at you，
那当神看着你的时候
，God will not be angry with you anymore，
神就再也不会生你的气了。
God will be happy with you，
神会对你充满喜乐。
And He will bless you with eternal life，
并且用永生来祝福你。
God is our refuge， reliable refuge in life，
神是我们唯一可靠的避难所。
2025 will be a good year.
2025年将是美好的一年。
What must you do?
你应该做什么？
Number one, you must understand that God controls your life.
第一，你必须明白神掌管我们的生命。
You need God.
你需要神。
Therefore, put God first in your life.
所以在人生里面，一定要把神放在第一位。
Number two, understand this: God punishes sin.
第二，你要明白神惩罚罪恶。
Don't love the world, don't love sin anymore.
不要再爱世界和罪了。
Number three.
第三。
Ask God to show you mercy.
求神给你怜悯。
Then God will give you joy.
神就能够给你喜乐。
In place of sorrow.
代替这些苦难。
What you lost, God will return them to you.
你失去的，神就会归还给你。
And God is happy to bless even your children, your children's children.
而神也非常乐意祝福你的孩子和你孩子的孩子。
What you do with your hands,
你手所做的工作。
God promises to make it fruitful.
神就答应能够结果。
But you must return to God.
但是你必须回到神面前。
You must return to God.
你必须回到神面前。
You must give your heart to God.
你必须把神你的心献给神。
Before you leave this place,
在你离开这个地方之前，我呼吁你。
I want you to be blessed in 2025.
我希望你在2025年能够蒙福。
But please, dear Christians,
但是亲爱的基督徒们，
love the Lord.
请你爱神。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, you have instructed us to pray for mercy.
天父，你吩咐我们要求怜悯。
And so now we pray.
因此现在我们祷告。
Lord, please give us joy in place of sorrow.
主啊，求你以喜乐来代替我们的忧愁。
Lord, what we lost, please return them to us.
主啊，我们所失去的，求你归还给我们。
We love our children and our children's children.
我们爱我们的孩子和孩子的孩子。
Lord, bless them.
主啊，你祝福他们。
Lord, we spend much time doing things.
主啊，我们花很多时间做一些事情。
Don't let us waste our time.
不要让我们浪费时间。
Bless the work of our hands.
帮求你祝福我们手所做的工作。
Make our life fruitful,
让我们的生命能够结果。
Above all, fruitful for you,
更是为你来结果。
Help us resolve in our hearts,
帮助我们能够下定心志。
That we will love you,
来爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray,
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.